Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg, depending on the office report on Santos Gomez, date of birth 8/28/1970, date of procedure June 15, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Robert Kohlfelder. The procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold smear polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies, comma, hot smear polypectomy, comma, hemoclip deployment times 1, and tattoo placement of 1 cc. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, comma, bright red blood per rectum. Description of procedure, informed consent of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, fission, lung, and cerebral extensive patient's breath, and nasty suite, placed in left lateral position, stage, grand anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care. Surgical rectal exam was performed, a well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced direct vision to the sacrum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum, period, Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 6,2-2-2, comma, fair prep. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score of 6,2-2-2, comma, fair prep. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp and a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp and a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two sessile descending colon polyps ranging in size from 8 to 9 millimeters. Remove the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a pedunculate approximately 2 centimeter erythematous sigmoid colon polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. And retrieved removed with hot snare polypectomy, comma, a hemoclip was deployed with good hemostasis achieved, comma, tattoo placement was injected with 1 cc just distal to the location. Next time there was evidence of irregular mucosa that was frayed, noted emanating from a diverticulum at 30 centimeters from the anal verge, just distal to the large sigmoid colon polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy, comma. This was biopsied extensively for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was an approximately millimeter rectal sigmoid sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 5 millimeter rectal sessile polyp removed with combination of cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on natural flexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line. There was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for further evaluation of the location of the large sigmoid colon polyp. Next line. If the irregular mucosa at 30 centimeters from the anal verge is noted to be a polyp, will need referral to Orlando Healthcare for removal. If it is granulation tissue, recommend proceeding with repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for reevaluation. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Monitor for any further bleeding. Next line. Follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.